time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, the Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill and Cranny Self Storage in Danvers. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here. How's it going, everybody? Happy to be on the show. This is another February show, the fourth of five February shows. We had the 1st, the 8th, the 15th, the 22nd, and the 29th. Right now, it's the 22nd. That means the end of the regular season is approaching, and tournament seedings will be set. We'll see where our teams in the Valley stack up. Talk about that later in the show. We're going to get to a guest, assistant coach for Lawrence Boys Basketball, Alex Medina. He was a lot of fun to talk to. He's been there all the way with Jesus Moose Moore. Moose is recovering with a little sickness that he had and not feeling 100%. So Alex stepped in and did a great job. So we'll be talking to him after the break. Just a couple of highlights before we move on. North Andover beat Lawrence. We'll talk about that in the in a big tournament in Woburn. Zach Walensky and Zach DeRochers were amazing in that one. And we'll tell you which Lawrence kid were amazing as well when we talked to Coach Medina. Juliana Taylor, Greater Lawrence, a goalie, had 57 saves and a loss. That's pretty significant, right? Unbelievable. She's not Greater Lawrence. the girl that I'm going to mention next, Lizardo Melanciano, was not going to be denied in the Division IV state championship. Another mistake. Lizardo is not a she. Lizardo, he, for Greater Lawrence, captured the state championship title in the 300-meter dash with a personal best time of 35.82 seconds. Unbelievable. Previous best was 36.5. So great job, Lizardo Melanciano, Greater Lawrence sophomore. Plenty of good things to come. But the other news was, yes, Juliana Taylor in net for the HPNA team, the Haverhill Pawtucket North Andover team in hockey, 57 saves and a 1-0 overtime non-league loss to number 2 ranked Notre Dame of Hingham. Wow, what a night. Juliana Taylor, great job. Unbelievable. Okay, let's take a break on the other side, catching up with the Lawrence boys. Basketball assistant coach, his thoughts on the Merrimack Valley, Division One, and what's coming up for the Lancers in the postseason.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps, and burgers. Specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out, and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salt. Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here with that one and only guest today. It's going to be Lawrence Boys Basketball Assistant Coach Alex Medina. What's going on, Coach?
How's it going, Dom? Pretty good.
Good.
Jesus Moose Moore delegated this interview to you. How's he doing, by the way? I know he had a little sickness there.
Yeah, he's still pretty sick. He's, you know, he's trying to get well.
Yeah. That's too bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hanging around all the kids too much. They bring all the germs, right?
Oh yeah. And we both work in the school system, so you know, it's constantly there.
Yeah. What are you doing in the school system? What's your role?
I'm a physical education teacher.
At the high school?
Yes.
Oh, good. So you, on the basketball days, you know some of the kids that are going to shine and stand out, right?
Yeah, we have an idea.
So, tell me a little about yourself first, before we get into the team and the postseason, which is right around the corner. How long you been on coach's staff?
I've been coaching with Lawrence since Coach Moore took over back in 2018. So this is our 6th year, really 5, because we didn't have a season during COVID. So it's our 5th season. I've been with him the whole 6 years.
Yeah. Cool. And what keeps you coming back? It's just, it's fun to coach these kids and see their growth, right?
Yeah, it's fun. And you know, when, as a competitor, when you come up short and, you know, it's possible, you know, it's right there. You always want to compete. And we had a pretty good team last year. We obviously didn't get what we wanted to. So, you know, that keeps you coming back and, you know, try to repeat and try to get better.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's like you guys were billed as one of the top in Division I last year. And then you get into the tournament, it's like a free for all. It's just like so many good teams and Newton and North out, you know, in Worcester, and man, it's just even North Andover in your own conference. It just never ends. Let's talk about that scene. You know, obviously you guys are going to be in the tournament. We're interviewing here on Tuesday morning and the latest are out, and it has Lawrence at number 9 and, you know, the Merrimack. It's funny, you know, you're number 9 in the state, but you're 5th in the conference, yeah. Which just shows you how strong the Merrimack Valley is. Tell me about the big, you know, body of work of the Merrimack Valley this winter and what the competition was like.
Oh, man. We call it the gauntlet because it doesn't matter who you're playing. You know, I North Andover was beat it 3 times. And Andover beat us, Central beat us. Every day you don't know what you're going to get, you know. You get everyone's best shot. A lot of these teams, they might not look well in the MVC, but in any other conference, they might win the conference. That's how strong the MVC is. And you never know what you're going to get each night.
Yeah, 5 in the top 10. North Andover, 3. Central, 5. Andover, Lowell, Lawrence, 7, 8, 9. And then, you know, if you go outside of that top 10, you got Methuen at number 21. And then you've got... Haverhill's usually in the mix somewhere. Are they up there? Where do they fit? Right now, they're 3-4, you know, at 7-12. So it's just, actually, I don't think Haverhill will get in according to this ranking. If this is final, it should be, because we know it's pretty close here. I don't know if there's like some, you know, straggling games that they do makeups this week. I don't know. We'll see. Yeah, but bottom line is it's so tough. Merrimack Valley is all over the place in Division I.
Yeah, super tough, super tough. But that's part of the fun, you know. Every night you're competing some of the best of the best, and that's what you want at the end of the day. You want to compete with the best. And we always say playing for the Merrimack Valley kind of gets you ready for the tournament, you know.
Yeah, it certainly does. And how would you compare, you know, last year's team to this? I know you lost some pretty significant talent there to graduation.
Yeah, we lost a lot. We lost a lot of experience. We lost 9 total guys, you know. So for us, it's basically, in a way, a rebuilding year. And we had to get contribution for guys that were role players last year who stepped in and became, you know, main players, like Joanny Rosario, Obi Luciano. Those guys, they stepped up. They did a good job by leading us. And it took a while for us to, you know, to kind of get our, what do you call it, like our roles set up. But those guys took the lead, and from experience, you know, they did a good job by leading us.
Yeah, it takes a while, right? You know, feeling things out. And then you know, just as you're starting to get a sense of things, it's so early in the season comes the Commonwealth Motors Christmas Classic, which is like the tournament. It's like the Division I tournament. And I think Moose, someone finally found a way to beat Moose in that tournament, huh? How was he feeling after that one?
Well, you know what? He's an ultra competitor. He obviously wanted to win, but he understood that we got bigger goals, and the bigger goals is the state championship, you know. And it hurt to lose that Christmas tournament, but the focus again became the regular season and getting ready for the states.
Yeah. Are you a Lawrence High alum yourself?
I am not, no. Okay. I Greater Lawrence.
What year did you graduate?
1998.
Jeez, you weren't too far behind me. I was 95 guy at Gloucester High.
Okay.
But you know, being in our era, what's it like coaching the kids today? You know, they talk about this on the NFL level, NBA, like, oh, these kids or that, you know, they're different from us. But is there a big difference in how you would coach a kid in 2024 versus how you were coached in 98?
I'm going to be honest. I don't think so. I think a lot of times, sorry.
That's all right. You're in school. Just let it roll. We're fine.
It's we say, oh, these guys are different, but his reality is us that coach them different. You know, like it's okay to coach hard. It's okay to coach tough. The kids are resilient and they respond to it. You know, a lot of kids want to be coached tough. They want to get the best out of them. So I think, yeah, it's easy to say these kids, but in reality, it's us. I mean, you gotta push them to the best to be the best they can, and they want to be the best they can. They want to be pushed.
Yeah. Yeah, it's almost like everything comes so easy to them today. They can get DoorDash. They can get Uber Eats. They can just do anything. They can study everything on their phones.
Everything is instant gratification, but in basketball, there's no such thing. You got to put in the work, you know? And I think we're lucky enough that we get a group of kids that love the game and they want to be in the gym. They want to work. They want to get better. So I think it helps out that the kids want it just as bad as we do.
Yeah. Again, we're here with Alex Medina, assistant coach, Lawrence boys basketball, ninth team in the state. We're waiting on the tournament brackets to come out. Who's the one or two kids that, you know, really stepped up this year, where maybe last year they didn't get a lot of playing time because you had those great seniors? Who took advantage this winter for his chance to shine?
Definitely Igor Gonzalez. He was the anchor to our defense. You know, he stepped up tremendously. He's averaging like 20 something rebounds a game. You know, like he's if he's not blocking a shot, he's altering a shot. Obviously, you know, he went down with an injury, so that's affecting us. We're hoping to get him back for the tournament. But Igor Gonzalez, the main difference in from last year to this year, he definitely took advantage of that opportunity.
Yeah, what was his role last year? Was it off the bench or was it JV? Like, where was he last year?
No, he was off the bench. You know, he was coming behind Toby Ogunbare, and Toby was an all-star. So, you know, he was coming behind him. He coming off the bench. He gave us some good minutes last year, but this year, you know, he really, really stepped up and he became a difference maker.
Yeah, that's huge. That's huge. And, you know, these kids are waiting. Like, everyone says, oh, we lost so many kids, but we have kids coming back that are hungry. Yeah. You know, and
Joe Andy Rosario too, Obi Luciano. They were both, all three guys were role players last year, but they stopped tremendously. You know, Obi and Joe Andy are captains, our leading scorers. You know, that set the tone. When they get going, we're tough to beat.
Yeah. So 15-6 for the Lancers this year. Great regular season. Tell me about some of the out of conference games that you've had. I mean, of course, you know, Moose and you guys are trying to get as stiff a competition as possible on that non-league schedule. So were there any opportunity? I mean, you're fresh off this Woburn tournament. I mean, you did play North Andover, but did you have a chance to, you had a chance to play some pretty good competition in that one too?
Oh yes. We played New and North. They're tough team. They had that, that kid, I think his last name is, he's amazing. He had 30 points in the second half, 44 in total. And it's good. Like we were talking about as a coaching staff, this is a great opportunity to get ready for the state, you know. That game had a state playoff game atmosphere. You know, we were going back and forth. making shots after shot. It's a great way to get ready for the stage. We also played Clinton Grace, which is a team from Maryland, in the tournament in February, and those guys were really good. Also, you know, we're always looking forward to the tournament, and when you play those teams, whether you win or lose, you know you're gonna gain some experience and then get ready for the tournament.
Yeah, is that Tegan Swint you were talking about?
Yes.
I just looked it up. I mean, 43 he dropped.
He's tough.
Yeah, 30 in the second half. So he must have been lights out. But you guys hung on. You guys hung on for 77-74 win. You had Obi with 32, Juendi with 27. Rosario and Luciano, 27 and 32. That's huge.
That's huge. Yeah. Like I said, when those two guys are going, we're tough to beat. Swin had a great game, but we were lucky we had two guys that were going, you know, they had it going. So when they're going, we're tough to beat. And the rest of the team understands that, you know, and they feed those guys when they're hot, and they understand that those are our leaders, and we go as they go.
Yeah. All right. Finally, looking ahead, there's obviously, you know, when you and Moose and the other coaches are talking, you're always trying to figure out like what's to improve. You know, it's never about, hey, we're awesome at this, we're awesome at that. No, you guys are always talking about, we're not good at this, we're not good at that. So what are those areas you're looking to polish as you go into the postseason?
Well, number one, and it was evident against that North Andover game, we got to do a better job rebounding. They out-rebounded us. They got double digits offensive rebounds. They killed us on the board. So that's number one. Number two is obviously defense. A lot of our games, when we lose, we're scoring in the 60s, 70s, you know, some even 80s. But we need to get stopped on the other side of the court. And so our rebounding and our defense, and Lawrence, we always take pride on our defense. So we need to clean that up a little bit, and hopefully we're able to do it in the next week or so before the next tournament game.
How bad do you want to draw North Andover? Because that's two wins against you guys in championship moments, right? Like the Commonwealth and this Woburn tournament. How bad are they on your radar?
Oh, they're number one, I would say. We always say it's hard to beat a team three times, but they did it. Now it's hard to beat a team four times in a season. So if we are faced with that opportunity, we welcome the challenge. But no, it's no easy task. Those guys are well coached. They play hard. Walensky is a hell of a player.
Yeah.
You know, Coach Paul does a great job with those guys. So it's going to be a challenge, but, you know, we love a challenge.
Yeah. Well, let's see. According to the rankings, that wouldn't happen until, geez, so I got to do my math now. So if you're the ninth seed, you would play North in the quarters. That's the defending state champs, right?
Sure. That's tough, too.
Yeah, if it goes how this is going, and then you have to it would be literally the state final. No, 1-4. I think it would be the state final because North Andover's 3, so it'd be like a 9-3 matchup. That would be insane.
Wow, that'd be fun.
Yeah. But lots to go before that. We know you guys aren't thinking too far ahead. You're thinking of game number one, whoever that may
one
be.
Game at a time.
Yep. We wish you the best of luck. Coach Medina. Thanks for joining us on the Merrimack.
Appreciate it.
What's desk.
Thank you for having us. Thank you.
All right. Have a good day. Take care.
You too. You too.
All right, bye now.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street, in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. Thank you to Coach Alex Medina. Lawrence boys basketball. Great stuff. All right, we're on to our Merrimack Valley Winter Sports Report, breaking down the latest rankings. Again, this might shake out a little differently because there are a couple games left as of press time, so we'll see. But Merrimack Valley boys basketball, still in the top 10. We got five. North Andover, 3. Central, 5. Andover, 7. Lowell, 8. Lawrence, 9. Again, imagine being the 9th-ranked team in the state, but 5th in your conference. That's the case for Lawrence. Methuen, 11-8 at 21. And where did Haverhill end up? Are they even in division? Yeah, they're in there. 34 at 7-12. I don't think they'll get in unless they can be bumped a bit there to 32, but they won't get in based on the record itself, of course. Division 2, we're tracking some Merrimack Valley teams in that, possibly Billerica. No, they're not going to make it, unfortunately. Tewksbury isn't either. Drake, it's not as well. They're all out, and they all got losing records. Shocker, based on the competition they have to play in the Merrimack Valley night in and night out. Boys Division 3 basketball. Take a quick check here. Most of the teams are in 1 or 2, but Shawshene Valley Tech is 21 at 13 and 6, so they're in. Low Catholic, 9-11, flirting at 32. We'll see where they end up. Maybe in, maybe out. We don't know. And that's going to do it for 3. Let's look at 4 real quick. I don't think we're going to see anybody in there, so we're going to skip and move on to girls basketball, where you have Central Catholic as your leader at number 6, 16-4. You've got Andover at 14, the defending champs at 13-7, and number 14 in Chelmsford, number 19 at 12-8. Methuen, 11-8 at number 30. Moving on to Lawrence, they're not going to make it. Unfortunately, they're way down there at 5-14. So let's go back into actually girls basketball for 1 second just to make sure I didn't slight them. Yeah, 5-14 for Lawrence. All right, Division 2 for girls basketball. Billerica, 17-2, number 7 team in the state. That's going to do it for, well, Tewksbury, they're close, 10-9. They might even clinch it already if they only have 20 games, which is likely. I don't think they're going to have 2 games left this week. So congrats, Tewksbury girls basketball, for getting in. All right, Division 3 for girls basketball. Any of the Merrimack Valley teams fall in this one? It doesn't look that way. Low Catholic, 11-8. They'll get in, number 50. Nice job. A lot of teams in this one. 69. My goodness. All right, let's move on for the tournament to Division I boys hockey, where your number one team out of the Valley is going to be Andover, it looks like. Yeah, Andover, 11-7-1 at number 18. Central Catholic, 21 at 7-12-1. Strength of schedule helps them, obviously. Chelmsford, 2-17-1. Obviously, they won't get in. Yeah, that's going to do it for D1 for hockey. Let's look at D2. Tewksbury, still number one, back-to-back weeks, at least 16-3-0. Billerica, 7-9-2 at number 6. North Andover, 10-7-1 at number 10. Low Catholic, 9-7-2 at 28. They'll get in. And that's it over there. How about D3? We got anybody over there? Shawshene, 17-1, the school out of Billerica, number 3. Love it. Love it, love it, love it. All right, let's move on to the ladies for Division One hockey. See what we got for the Merrimack Valley. Methuen at 14-4-1. They're way up there. Andover 7-7-3 at 14. North Andover 7-9-3 at 15. What else we got? Billerica 6-9-5 at 19. Shawsheen 12-6-0 at 28. So healthy looking amount of teams there for hockey. Excuse me. I don't think Central Catholic will get in. They're 37 at the moment. 44 teams in that division. Let's look at two. See if we got any Merrimack Valley teams in that one. Looks like pretty quiet, you know, from the Valley in that one as well. So bank on Division One for that one. All right, that's going to do it for our Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. Dom DeCastro here, MSONewsSports.com. Kelly Media is the owner of the brand, and we live here every Thursday morning. We're out the door. That's right. Thank you, everyone. Sponsors, Danny, for producing the shows this week. Another week, February vacation for the kids, but for us, it's work time. Hey, fourth show out of five this month. Busy month for us. We'll be back February 29th. We also have the North Shore Sports Desk. Check out that show too if you like. See ya!